Recording, go with the theme song.
Sing it, Ben. Wait, what?
Your theme song.
Oh, we're doing the theme song.
Nailed it.
That was good. That was good. That was teamwork, and it was beautiful.
Maybe I'll try to cut that down. Maybe do a remix version.
All right, yeah, maybe some dubstep. I'll send that out to some record companies.
D&B, man.
D&B. I don't know what that means, but we're going for it.
It's better.
All right, hello everyone. Welcome to episode 3 of Podcastastic Podcast, the docu podcast that follows the development of our Guinness World Record attempts and charity event for Child's Play Charity. I'm Matt. Today I'm joined by our artist and historian, Gene. Also, I have some very special guests today, all the way from Minneapolis, Minnesota, by way of phone, our Game Informer magazine's own Daniel Reichert.
Hey.
Timothy Turry.
Hey.
Jeffrey Cork.
Hello.
And Benjamin Reeves. Hello, gentlemen. How are you? Last year, on March 19th and 20th, these four broke the Guinness World Record for longest video games marathon playing a fighting game by playing Super Smash Bros. Brawl for the Nintendo Wii for 30 hours straight. Unfortunately, a few months later, their record was broken by another group of people. Today, I have the pleasure of interviewing all four of them as we reflect on the events of the marathon. First off, I have to thank you all very much for coming on the podcast to do this. All right, let me go ahead and start with the first question here. Before you guys began your fighting game marathon, did you guys have any other previous marathon experience, like 5K, triathlon, Ironman competition? I'm wasting my time at the gym, then. I shouldn't be running.
Yeah.
All right. When you guys started, did any of you come in with a strategy for passing the time during the marathon or just, like, playing the game?
Yeah, my strategy was to play Smash Brothers for a long time. I think
picking the right game is a huge part of it. I mean, we picked Smash Brothers just because it had so many unlocks and so many just kind of carrots dangling on the stick there to keep going after. And a lot of the fighting games don't have that. Like, you can unlock everyone, and a lot of other fighting games really quick. And Smash Brothers, I mean, we were still unlocking stuff, like, near the 30th hour.
Yeah, that game has a lot of content in it, and, you know, that's one of the great things that makes it amazing.
And you can make stages.
Yes. I spent hours upon hours making just crazy stages. I've got the Titanic sinking.
Death Star.
Yeah, Death Star. Got some good stuff. Did you guys change up the formula at all when you were playing, or was it just constant free-for-all?
Yeah, we definitely played with the formula a little bit. We'd have certain matches, like, as soon as we unlocked 2 of Link, like, we'd all just play, like, a several matches where we were only 2 of Link, or, we would, you know, put a handicap on one person, and then it'd be a 3-1, or a theme where we all be Pokemon characters or something like that, or Mario characters, or all, you know, change it to stamina or something, a little bit, but we put a staggering amount of just standard stock matches.
Yeah, I remember the one match we did that was like a half hour long, leading up to our actual breaking of the record.
Yeah,
that was kind of fun. We did one match where we all wore crazy hats.
Wacky hats on?
Yeah. We did a couple matches where Dan was like, using his Twitter account.
Yeah, those were good. We did a couple where we all agreed to have a lot of pizza grease on our hands, and a big egg grease.
And that one where we were all tired and wanted to stop playing Smash Brothers.
Yeah, that was a good one.
See, that was creative use of resources right there.
Yeah.
All right. Was there any point during the marathon that one of you looked around the room at everyone else and thought, I never want to see any of these people again, or holy crap, if Dan uses that fan on me again, I'm going to put him through a wall?
I had Jeff Gordon probably speak to this one. I gained a greater appreciation for Dan Riker. His capacity to squat and take shortcuts. I didn't really appreciate that before. Barring a marathon, always say that.
Yeah, no, I sucked during the Smash Bros. One. We all have pretty high tolerance for everyone we work with. We have to work with each other closely all the time.
Yeah.
We don't like each other, so it wasn't too difficult. Agreed.
Yeah.
All right. Ben, you got some opinions going on here? This podcast definitely needs more Ben.
Yeah. Do I have any opinions? I got some opinions. the people I work with, the things I do.
Philip.
Yeah.
No, Ben, you want to do it, okay?
No, it was fun. It was, I had a blast. And I like, playing games and hanging out with friends and eating pizza.
It does. It answers many questions. It actually opens up some more, but we'll save that for another time. I noticed that Jeff kind of dominated in terms of victories in matches, and Jeff also dominated in amount of time he actually played the game. So what's your secret there, Jeff? I mean, I don't know. Dan can talk all he wants, but there's no documentary for Dan and his Mario Marathon, so I can't really tell you what exactly happened. We have no record of that.
It was live stream. Some people don't, damn it. My memory is hazy. I remember.
All right. So, did you guys, like, have to censor yourself at all during the marathon because you were, like, live streamed? Did you, like, cut down on the swearing at all? Poster above my bed every night. It definitely reminds me to be a better person. All right, let's see. It's been a year since you've broken the record. What do you guys think about Super Smash Bros. Brawl? Have you picked it up since then?
A little bit. They're not in college anymore. Glad you bought it in college.
No, it's all good. So, I saw a lot of interesting food being brought, definitely some good foods and donuts, but, looking at those pizzas, one was a mac and cheese pizza. Was that good at all?
It was great.
Alright, what about...
You want mac and cheese pizza on the phone?
Yeah.
This is
the
quote that we're going to use for our podcast. It's just the controversy between mac and cheese pizza and Smash Brothers. I also happen to see that what Sean Lurie called the Southern Gentleman. I can tell you...
mashed potatoes, cheddar cheese, and bacon.
I can tell you right now that as a gentleman of the South, I was quite skeptical of that pizza and how good it was.
Wait, what's on
it? It's mashed potatoes... Alright, so after the sun came back up, you were all very tired. Delirium was starting to set in, but you knew victory was right around the corner. Did you guys snap back to reality the closer you got to the record? Yeah, like the sun was coming up, you guys were still in the marathon, you know. You guys were kind of a little bit low there, but then like you guys were getting closer and it seemed like you guys were getting a little bit more energy back in there. This podcast is brought to you by Sunny Delight, so you guys are in the clear for that. You know, despite all that, you know, sleep deprivation, you guys were getting a little bit weird. When you guys went in for your interviews during the marathon with Ben Hansen, you guys kind of like, you were very coherent, you know, you're involved, you guys were doing pretty good. Except for Ben, near the end. Ben, what happened? After you couldn't find the term free for all, it kind of fell apart for you.
Good word for it.
second wave. I think Dan was on his eighth wave at that point.
Windfish. Dan was mostly just breaking wind after that. I haven't had records. Never had records. One before the other, and then records, then after one.
Why wasn't that the title for the documentary, Breaking Wind and Records? let's see here. So many people there know that, Tim, you are a huge fan of video game music and somewhat of a connoisseur of 8 and 16-bit music. You love listening to it. It's been reported by your coworkers that you listen to it at your desk. After listening to Nintendo music for 30 hours straight, did you have to take a period off from listening to video game music? With Tim's angry note, we're actually going to take a break here real quick. We'll be right back to answer the last few questions here and go over a certain challenge that one of you has made a claim for. Be right back. Thank you. Welcome back to Podcastastic Podcast. Let's go ahead and continue on with this trek in the Smashed retrospective. Now, I've asked each of you in an email interview if you plan to take back your fighting game world record. I've gotten responses from a couple of you. One of you is kind of, you know, still thinking about it as a possibility, but the other one seems to be very gung-ho about it. We'll actually get into that a little bit later, but for now, I just kind of wanted to go around to see how all of you feel about the idea.
Going into the fighting game record again?
Yes.
I think we kind of loosely talked about it. I mean, I don't think any of us are, you know, really sworn up going after Guinness stuff. We all had a good time. We certainly don't have the immediate plans to do this or anything, but, you know, yeah, I wouldn't discount it. I can certainly see it happening.
Yeah, that would all be, I think if one of us were to, like, really start pushing things and actually planning something,
yeah,
it would probably happen. I think what's getting the better of us is maybe our general laziness is our lack of enthusiasm, maybe right now.
There's a lot of conventions coming up, too. It's going to be a pretty busy time for the industry, but I think maybe sometime summer after E3 or whatever, yeah. I would totally be down for doing this again. Same place, same age, same bad time.
All right. So, say you all attempted the game record again. How long do you guys think you can go this time? Like, Dan got all his sleep, you know, all the food's there, the guest representative doesn't have to leave ever.
Does it have 40 hours, though? Is that right? I think it's around 40, yeah.
Well, Dan and Tim pretty much proved they can go for 50 hours.
Well, that's Torque. I think, because I think the only reason I was able to do 50 was because Mario 64 is something I wanted to 100% for a while, and always wanted to play Mario RPG, so the game stuff was exciting for me the whole time, whereas Smash Brothers, he certainly kind of hit a wall with what that game could offer pretty quick. The other problem is, like, what game would we even do? Well, can we even cycle through fighting games? Like, if we can go through the chronology of fighting games, I'm like, let's start at Street Fighter 2, and let's move on, and we'll do Mortal Kombat, and we'll do Virtual Fighter. That, I think, would keep really interest. I think I could see myself going way farther if we could do that, which I actually think we can't. So I think we all have to start talking together about it, but if we do that, I think that's the way to do it next time. Like, extinguish everything that one fighting game has to offer, and then move on to the next one. I think that'd be great.
Well, I think the only problem that should crop up there is looking at what the guy that did Mortal Kombat at E3, right after us, they had two systems up, and they're each playing, you know, each other. I'm sure they rotated a lot, but I think one of the biggest appeals of what I liked about what we did was the fact that we had to be all be playing at the same time, and I think we'd lose a big chunk of that if we had to play these other games.
Yeah. And Power Stone. Power Stone, we can do Wu-Tang Shaolin style. A few,
that's a classic.
A good one. Kill. We've got that sitting around somewhere.
Alright, a lot of people would want to watch you guys retake the fighting game world record. I was actually looking over your responses, and I actually want to see something else a little bit more. I want to see Jeff Cork back up his claim that, given enough witnesses, that he can beat the longest gaming marathon record, which is right now at 109 hours. So, you care to elaborate that, Jeff? I did some research, and the longest a human's ever stayed awake was 264 hours, which is about 11 days. And that was accomplished by Randy Gardner in 1965. So, Jeff, you think you can take two birds with one stone here? Just get both records? He was at a state fair, and this is like one of the attractions.
I'm trying to think of anything we could do for that long that you would die.
Yeah, he didn't die, but they described him at the end as cognitively dysfunctional. So that is definitely something
that's
to watch out for.
That's why REM sleep is important.
REM sleep is very important. All right.
Yeah.
And with that, we will conclude here our episode. I want to thank each of you for calling in and putting up with all the emails for the past, 10 days that we've gone back and forth and all the confusion and stuff like that. And we're here now, so it all seemed to have worked out, right? You know?
Yeah, it all turned out.
I definitely.
This was going to be a 30-hour marathon podcast.
A 30-hour marathon podcast? There's no record for that. I sense possibility. I'm going to go ahead and start going to the Guinness website right now and start submitting some forms.
Good luck. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Bye.
I'll talk to you later.
There's no one ready to start the podcast.
What's that?
Huh?
No, all right.
All right, so thank you very much. See you later, gentlemen.
Adios.
And there you go. That was episode 3. Gene, you have an outro for us. Thank you for joining us today. Have a good one.